It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who Sucks Less is on the way, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Maybe a first. We don't have any birthday emails today, so thanks for
that. Yeah, Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Dirty Germans. Oh, we do have time then to catch up on some extra emails that we've had laying around. Hola, guys. As far as 911 calls, I heard you say something about people calling 911 for non-emergencies. My crazy neighbor takes the cake. Called 911 the day I moved in 11 years ago for noise. However, I wasn't home. I was returning the U-Haul. Called every time I started my motorcycle or got home on my motorcycle at night. My motorcycle is a wimpy Honda 250.
And I'm making noise.
When I hosted Texas Hold'em tournaments about people bringing in loads of alcohol, apparently she thought I hosted AA meetings. Once when I had my radio on the backyard in a normal volume at 7 o'clock in the summer, she called 911. Most recent time was for me clearing my throat. When the cops came, I showed them that my porch cam had a video showing me sitting there silently, then clearing my throat when she starts screaming at me to stop clearing my throat and calls 911. She's called dozens of times, never for anything that I've actually done anything wrong. On top of that, she's reported to me to the city more than 20 times for dumb stuff like my yard waste bin being out on the street for 3 days when I was on vacation, having free plants out for people to take, which many neighbors thank me for, having a pile of dirt by my fence in the alley when I was doing landscaping. By the way, all were dismissed. Neighbor from hell, she's never said one word to me that wasn't bitchy. That from the lovely Michelle.
Sounds like a joy.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
As a neighbor from hell.
God.
Just call, like, and at some point, too, like, can't they do something to that old woman calling on them? Because it's like, you're wasting the cops' time.
I'm sure they've told her a million times, but you know how it is.
Yep. Oh, let's see.
It's an emergency to me.
Bitches and whores, I was listening to the podcast on the Odyssey app and catching up and had to share the story with you guys because I'm sure you can relate, especially my cock. Wish I could have called in, but I work swing shift, so I can't listen in terrestrial form, so I always just catch up like I did years ago. I've emailed before. My 9-year-old daughter, by the way, loves you guys. I digress. Coming back to Seattle from Mazatlan, One Thrill endorses, and I wholeheartedly support. And we could not find our flight. Keep in mind, I have a cranky 3-year-old, plus my ex, who's trying to calm her down at the airport, dealing with not a lot of English-speaking individuals. After multiple phone calls, using the airline representative's cell phone, finally figured out. My flight was booked for March 11th. instead of February 11th.
Oh.
My boss messed up the ticket. Fortunately, I traveled with my wallet, which I never do, and since I was so broke from spending all my money on this trip, I actually had the company Amex card on me. Called my boss to authorize using it for a circumstance. Fortunately, we got back to Seattle the same day. Love you guys, and down the hole, bitcholas. That from Luke. Couple more extra emails.
And I feel like if you're on a business trip, and your boss booked it,
yeah,
and booked the wrong days, and you got that company card, like... I'm taking advantage.
Game on.
But, hey, Ball, I got to wait another month, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you booked. I thought that's what you wanted. You know, you booked it. So.
On the subject of pain and relief. A gentleman catching up on the show on the podcast would like to share a relief story with you. My 4-year-old son just got potty trained within the last month. Instead of going to the bathroom, he'll go out on the back deck and pee in between the slats of the deck into the backyard. Just last week, I hear him screaming from outside for me. When I get outside, he says, Dad! Dad! Wipe my butt. He went to the lower deck and pooped in the backyard. So I grabbed the hose, sprayed it down, and the only thing left was corn from the corn on the cob we had for dinner the night before. Thanks for the entertainment from Steven in Excelsior Springs, Missouri.
Does that qualify as potty trained? He sounds housebroken. Like, I know not to do this in the house, but I'm not going to use the toilet. I'll use the yard. Mm-hmm. So housebroken.
Yeah. Couple more kicked out. Good afternoon, naked ladies. Back in 1999, I got kicked out of Emerald Downs, where we were having our company holiday party right before New Year's. I was working for the company that drives little brown package trucks. I was kicked out because they said I snuck in alcohol. Now, at this point in my life, I'm 25 years old, and I never touched a drop of booze in my life. I was chatting up a young lady and noticed a small airplane bottle, empty, mind you, sitting on the floor. So I picked it up. Thought nothing of it, sat it on the table. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes goes by, and the bartender, a teeny tiny lady, who was about as wide as she was tall, approaches the table I'm at along with two of the largest uniformed security guards I've ever seen in my life, and tell me, you're out of here, for sneaking in that alcohol, pointing at the empty bottle. Then I proceeded to tell her that I don't drink, and then asked her what she'd been serving me all night. She says, I've been serving you Pepsi. When I then blurt out how much I hate Pepsi, but now that I'm drinking it, I'm doing it because I don't drink alcohol. She tells me I have to leave or they're going to shut the party down. I say, I don't care. You're just going to piss off 200 drunk people. As I'm saying this, I'm watching my drunken boss happily dancing on the floor with his arms flailing in the air. I stood up and said, okay, let's go. Mini-me bartender lady and the two security guards walk me onto the elevator and escort me all the way to the curb and watch me get in my car. At that point, I said to hell with it and decided just to start drinking. So New Year's Eve, I had my first two adult beverages and have never looked back. Needless to say, I was quite the topic of conversation and had a spirited conversation with our site director the following Monday. I knew exactly who brought in those little bottles. We had a good laugh and those rascals, they bought me a beverage the next time we all went out. Thank you, fellas, for doing what you do in the many years of lasts. Stay thirsty. That from Jacob.
That's brutal, getting kicked out, and you don't, like, you're not even drinking.
And you don't even drink at that time. Like, come on.
Yes.
But it doesn't help that the bartender's been giving you Pepsi, because chances are whatever's in that mini would be a fine mixer.
Right.
Right? So she's probably thinking, okay, he's not spending any money here. He's getting a Pepsi and brought his own booze.
I got my buddy kicked out of a bar once.
Cool.
Because we were, it's before some giant event or whatever. And, like, I mean, I don't do it as much. I haven't done it in a while. But, like, it was always fun to kind of top your buddy's bottle of beer.
Oh, yeah, make him foam up.
And then he'd have to drink it. Now at the end, like, the last 10 years, I've seen people use this trick, but I'd never seen it before. So I tapped my buddy's beer, and he had just gotten there.
All right.
Right? Me and the other friends have been drinking for, like, 90 minutes, 2 hours. So if anybody's drunk, it's us. I tap his bottle. He's smart enough. He just plugs it with his thumb and sprays it back on me. It shoots out. This bartender comes over, and I mean, just like, she's like, you got to go. And we're even like, no. Like, we'll leave. Like, he just got here. That's us being the eight. But, like, they wouldn't hear it. And for some reason, they let us stay. And it was, we were like, because no.
She
we're
didn't
the
see
idiots.
You commit
like,
the action.
Right.
I had a guy, this was back in Baltimore, the Baltimore Arena, so like Climate Pledge, except 8,000 years old and a piece of trash. But you can't smoke inside, obviously, but I'm me. So I go into the bathroom, I grab one of the stalls, and I'm trying to chief down the cigarette, subtle as I can, but the one thing I'm doing is I'm blowing it under the partition between me and the next stall. Well, there's a dude in the next stall. Now, he's not saying anything about me doing this, and I'm not trying to make it obvious. Either way, security guard walks in, taps on his stall door, like, my man, I know you're smoking in there, man. You need to put it out right now, otherwise I got to throw you out of the event. Do you understand? The guy's like, yeah, I understand, man. So the security guard stands there for a second. I blow out one more puff. I put my cigarette out. Security guard hears the little psst and walks away. And then the guy in the stall next to me, he gets up. I think he has left. So I wait about 2 minutes, open my stall door. A dude is standing there waiting for me, right? I've never met this guy before in my life. And he's going, I did you a solid, man. I said, bro,
I did you a solid.
I know, man. Yes. I know. He's like, seriously, man, you're blowing smoke under that. I said, I figured you'd ask me to stop. He's, I can't say what he said. He's like, M-bomb. Mm-hmm. Man, you know you're not supposed to smoke in there. I said, I know. And he said, security guard's going to throw my ass out. I said, man, just thank you for taking the heat for that one. He's like, mm-hmm. I was like, but good looking out.
Yep. Good looking out. I'm surprised he didn't be like, buy me a beer.
No, he did not ask for anything in return, but he made it clear that we are not friends.
Oh, all right. I think
that's more or less what that conversation
Fair
was.
Enough.
All right, Todd, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
now, the men's room wants to know,
hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, we got three stories today, as we always do. And one of all is a baby crying on an airplane, which no one enjoys. No one likes it less than the parents of the toddler, believe it or not, but no one likes it. One thing the kids do like, kids love bubbles. My God, man. When my kids were young, we could use bubbles as currency. I could work outdoors for hours because we got those little bubble machines that blow bubbles. That's all they need. But then kids get older and they want iPhones. So let us start with the crying baby. So two women on a domestic flight in China who were fed up listening to a crying toddler, they decided to take matters into their own hands. And they've set off a furor on Chinese social media. Now, the child was with her grandparents, and the grandmother did give these women permission to take the child into the plane's bathroom as punishment. Quote, we won't let you out unless you stop crying. That's what one woman tells the wailing girl as she reaches for the door. One of the women posted a video of the incident to social media in which she boasted of the tactic, but the video came down amid a furious backlash. Now, the incident took place on an airline's flight, between two different cities in China, because I can't pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the airline initially seemed to side with the women, saying they were trying to, quote, educate the child, but it did apologize the next day. Thousands of commenters said that the women overstepped, even with the grandmother's permission. Quote, adults in their 30s can have emotional breakdowns, but people don't allow toddlers to have theirs. That's one comment. Now, the incident, it taps to an issue in China known as bear children. So you have tiger moms. These are bear children. And that refers to young children thought to be spoiled and ill-behaved. In recent years, video clips of kids shouting and running around and kicking seats, they've been going viral on social media, along with the rising sentiment that strangers should be allowed to intervene. Now, the woman who posted the video, initially, she defended herself along these lines, like, I prefer to take action rather than be a bystander. I just wanted to calm the child down and let everyone rest. Take it as you will. My particular position, like, you just can't. Look, nobody likes a crying baby on a plane. It's annoying. And we would all love to grab that kid and shut it up. But you don't. Because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's all. We move on to the next story. Man by the name of Sandy Snakenberg. He considers himself a pirate, but not the kind who robs people of the gold. He is a self-proclaimed bubble pirate, a performance artist who blows bubbles large enough to surround a person, which apparently is a crime in San Diego.
Those things are kind of awesome.
In Austin, you said?
No, they're awesome.
Oh, they are awesome. Right, so he's just making the giant bubbles. He goes to a public park. The kids love it. That's basically what he's doing. But he was making desk-sized bubbles for children at a park near La Jolla Cove when two city park rangers threatened to write him a citation for littering. Quote, it's littering and bubble form. That according to Ranger Roberto Behar. Now, the bubble pirate, he continued with his act, and he was cited for littering prohibited fluids. Keep in mind, it's dish soap and water. Now, the city code for littering does not mention fluids. Snakenberg, the so-called bubbleologist, he says the liquid used to make the bubbles, again, is mostly water and dish soap. quote, they were really reaching, trying to find a reason to stop me. He says he was arguing a citation as part of an effort to target street vendors and performance artists in high traffic areas. But a city spokesman said the residents have a right to engage in expressive activity in city parks, including artistic expression, but must abide by city codes and all regulations, including those related to littering and waste disposal. Now, Snakenberg, he was warned several times that the residual substance from the bubbles are in violation of the littering code and could hurt the grass. They added that the Rangers, they issued the lowest level citation available. Now, Snakenberg, he says he's a disabled Navy veteran. He lives in his van, says he plans to fight the ticket and the fine, which will be determined by a judge at a court appearance next month. He says, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just making bubbles for the kids. I've been doing this for years. They had a hair up their ass in here. Okay. That's the city. A little overreactive, I think, to making bubbles. And now we go to India, where a teenager was accused of emotional blackmail after going on a hunger strike for 3 days to pressure his mother into buying him an iPhone.
Now, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. A short video shot by the smartphone shop owner went viral last week for featuring a teenage boy who confessed to going on a hunger strike for 3 days to convince his mother to buy him a new iPhone. Now, the woman, who makes a living by selling flowers outside of a temple, is also featured in the video and has a facial expression that pretty much says everything about her inner struggle. Well, shared by a journalist over there, the video has now been viewed over a million times and has sparked a heated debate about gadgets as a status symbol and the entitlement of younger generations. Quote, this is from the mother. I sell flowers outside of a temple. I gave him the money to buy the phone because he did not eat anything for 3 days. I'm happy, but I want him to earn it and bring the money back.
Right.
Now, the teen's attitude toward his mother has attracted a lot of criticism online, with many social media users accusing him of financial and emotional torture and insensibility towards his parent. Knowing that she sold flowers for a living, he still insisted that she buy him a smartphone that he knew they couldn't really afford. And people go on to comment on that one way or another, but essentially, that's a story. Now, keep in mind, it was weird enough that the video that's making the rounds, it was shot by the guy that owns the store. Like, this is effed up. I'm going to take his money and give him the phone, but this is effed up, and I want the world to see. So again, we have two Chinese ladies on a flight. They took someone else's crying toddler into the bathroom and wouldn't let her out until she stopped crying, which incidentally, if you watch the video, only made her cry more. We have the city of San Diego, who's coming down on the bubble pirates, as it were. There's a guy in a park making bubbles for kids, as he's done for years. And finally, the kid in India that went on the 3-day hunger strike to pressure his mom into buying him an iPhone.
So are we getting on the, are we upset with the kid or the mom for the hunger strike?
The hunger strike, for me, it would be the kid.
That's what I thought. I'm just trying to decide, so.
I mean, if you think she sucks, you know.
Oh, this is a teenager. I mean, at that point in time, you not that you make the most logical decisions, but you still can make decisions.
Yeah, you still make decisions. Well, he's old enough to know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just, I mean, that's just a bad kid.
I'm not going to eat until you give me an iPhone.
I mean, my initial thought is, like, I think the women in China suck the most.
They had the grandmother's permission. I don't like it, but I am saying it's not like they snatched.
They had the grandmother. You're right, and you're right. I forgot that they had the grandma's permission, but also like that's just not going to help.
It didn't. This kid does not know you, and you're trapped. And the kid was like around 1 or 1.5, so old enough to know that I don't want to be here with these people. And kept reaching for the door, and they're like, "Nope, we're not letting you out."
Or the kid in India sucks too.
Yeah,
because it's like you're gonna risk your health because mom won't buy you a new iPhone.
No, he's not, because your mom's not going to let you hunger strike.
I know, I'm just like,
and you try, like, if I don't know you and you said I'm going to hunger strike, well, you're going to starve to death. If it's my kid, it's like, oh, God damn it.
I guess in the end, I'm going to just say the park rangers suck the least, only because that seems like such a silly thing that hopefully the bubble pirate won't have to do real time or pay a lot of money.
Well, there's an oil spill. They use dishwashing soap to clean the animals off in the ocean.
Only Dawn.
Well, that's true. But you look,
and it's not like he's just running up to kids and being like, "I put you in a bubble."
No.
Like,
he is in one spot, and right, you go over to him because the kids are super excited. They show not some stills of his bubbles. Dude's got some masterful bubble work. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say the guy blowing bubbles, and the cops just told him to beat it and gave him a citation. I was going to say he sucks the least. But I'm going to go with a teenager in India because you know what? Starve to death, brother. Yeah. You're a teenager. I don't care if you don't eat for the entire week. that is on you, man.
But when it's your kid,
yeah,
you're not going to let it happen.
Well, I mean, look, if I
get the thing about a hunger strike is hell. Like, well, guys do it in jail, and I asked this as a child to my mother. I'm like, how is this a problem? She's like, well, blah, 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 the prison. I was, right, but he's making this decision, and I'm already paying for him to be there. I'm like, and to this day, I don't effing care. You want a hunger strike, you're going to die. That's stupid to me. My kid, you're always more protective of. Like, even though it's as stupid as F.
Was he still drinking water?
Probably. And here's the problem. You know, as a parent, you're like, F you, dude. I'm not doing that. But then now your kid is 72 hours into it, and you realize, like, oh, my God.
Okay. He's still drinking water, though. I'd let him go.
How many days are you giving him if he's drinking water?
10.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shot of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out in just minutes. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now.
Or 5:50.
Yeah, whatever. We'll get close to it. Oh, but first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study has found that regular use of your mobile phone is linked to the risk of heart disease.
Probably based on inactivity.
It's inactivity. It is screwing with your sleep schedule because you're staying awake scrolling on your phone, and it's also even, you know, with the blue light, you're not getting to sleep fast enough nor restful enough. And then it is basically the drama that you're scrolling through on social media and whatnot, and the news that you're reading all the time.
Sure,
it's screwing with your heart, man. It's causing depression. It's causing anxiety, and it's screwing up your heart.
I go to bed, I put the phone away and pick up a book,
as you should,
and that makes me go to sleep faster. And the book's good.
Is it good?
It's not bad.
What's the book?
How to Quit Smoking, Ted.
Oh.
All right. Hey, you know what? Lots you can learn there, Miles.
I got through 50 pages last night.
All right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Were you smoking while you did it?
I got up this morning and had one. Hey, it ain't going to happen overnight.
No, it's not. That's probably the first thing they teach you.
Yeah.
According to a new study, owning a pet won't make you happier.
It depends on the pet.
Huh. All right.
I think, like, moment to moment, it's like your kids. They drive you absolutely bat as crazy. Right. But when you strip it all away, they definitely have elevated my life. And same thing with the pets. Like, you know, yeah, you poop down the stairs, I am pissed. I come home, you lick my bald head every goddamn morning. It's annoying. The cat's screaming up the stairs. I get it. But they do bring,
well,
I don't know, just this weird certain joy.
But there are those people, and I know, and I am surrounded by these people that, not you guys, that they have a void in their life. They have something that is missing that can only come from within themselves, but they don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing something, so I need pets. I need kids. I need whatever it is, because that'll make it better. No, sure. It won't. It simply won't make it better. So to say, you know, get a pet, it'll make you feel better. No, it's something to try to help kind of enlighten you a little bit and give your life a little bit more focus and whatnot.
Sure.
It can make your life happier.
It can, but yeah.
But
not
ultimately,
just by its nature.
Right. You need to fix yourself along with the process as the whole
on
thing.
On anything.
Absolutely.
On anything.
Right. So don't look for any outside force to fix what you've got screwed up inside is really what I'm getting at here.
But it doesn't matter how many cats you get.
Oh, yeah.
I've just met people like, why do you have 7 cats?
Well, it just brings me...
Yeah, but you seem awful.
Right. Do the cats bring you joy, or does getting the cat bring you joy?
You know what? There's a huge difference. Getting the cat brings
you like,
joy.
I do like a cat, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Miles, you are a cat guy. You can enjoy having a cat in your house.
And it doesn't matter the cat.
No.
Feral, one-legged. Right.
Puma.
Right. Puma. Raccoon. Yeah. Who cares? Bring it inside.
Raccoon, close enough to a cat.
Not a huge cat guy. I like some of them.
Yeah.
But
you were getting down with Linus earlier.
Yeah. I like my guy Potato up north.
Yeah.
But having a raccoon, that would be cool. Like, that would just be odd enough for, like, I would even, like, I'd tell everyone, like, some people I would try not to tell. Just be like, yeah, come on over. Yeah, go in the room where the TV is. And he's just sitting there chilling.
But you have to make sure people know it's a pet.
Yeah, you know, that's a fair call.
Because they walk into the room, they just see a raccoon, assume it's trash panda variety, like pick up the closest chair, and now they're beating your pet.
I probably would say, hey, I got a new pet. Check it out.
There you go.
Y'all, don't mind the raccoon. His name's Bandit. He lives with me, man. He's cool.
Bandit. What'd you name him Bandit?
You're damn right I named
him
Bandit.
Come on, man. That's just some garden.
Bandit, that's a good pet's name, and it's a raccoon.
And it's just too obvious.
So?
Name
so's
him like,
Fido.
How about Nick?
Why?
Why not? That's literally it. That's what I got. What's your raccoon's name, Nick?
Nick.
Is there no famous raccoons?
Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky Raccoon.
Who is Rocky?
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Rocket.
Rocket. My bad.
Well, there was a Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky
Beatles
was a
song.
Okay.
He was on the song?
Ranger Rick. What was that raccoon's name? In the Boy Scout magazine.
Lord, I don't know.
Was it Ranger Rick?
I only knew.
Ted and I were looking at each other like, yeah.
I was like, what the hell is Ranger Rick? The Boy Scout magazine. You don't get that subscription anymore? Probably canceled it with the SI. No,
their swimsuit edition.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
No, we used to get a magazine like every month or something.
Oh, Lordy. A survey found how much money it would take to feel wealthy in Washington, D.C. A whopping $2.8 million.
If you live there, you're probably doing pretty well.
But wouldn't you say the same for Seattle, San Francisco, right? New York City? I mean, certain cities are
okay. And
just
obviously, the line
ridiculous.
That you need to cross to be like, okay, I am officially wealthy changes. However, $2.8 million, I feel like anywhere in this country,
so,
you're wealthy.
So, U.S. Open is going on in New York, right?
All right.
You
would know better than me.
Queens. So, they have this drink that's taken off. It's a big deal. It's got like little ice balls of fruit in it, shaped like tennis balls. And kind of in the transfusion of drinks, but it's like taking the open by storm.
Okay.
Everyone wants one of these things. They're drinking them like crazy. The only bitch is the drink is too expensive, you see. Because when they debuted it,
the Honey Deuce.
A couple years ago,
Honey Deuce.
It was $10.
Because tennis, okay.
It's $10. Now the drink is $23.
Dear
God. And I just thought to myself, I just paid $25 for a shot at Climate Pledge the other night, which is the equivalent to one drink. So if New York says this is expensive, then I know that I am living in an expensive place by going to an entertainment venue and the drinks are more expensive than the frickin' U.S. Open in New York.
And you got Jack Daniels.
I got Jack on ice.
Just bring a bottle with you, Miles.
You know?
Leave it in the car.
The rich people in New York are bitching about the price of the drink, and ours are more expensive to go see Styx.
I mean, you're right. I didn't really think about it when I read that story, but you're right. Everybody's like, geez, it's $23. But like, I think a can of like an IPA, 12 ounce, is like 17 in that arena.
Right.
Yeah, we going to Delaware a couple weeks ago, and a lot of family in Philadelphia, and like everyone in the country, they're bitching about rising prices. But one of the things they bitched about, the gas prices, it was $3.13 a gallon.
And they're complaining.
They're complaining.
Oh.
And this is Philadelphia. It's a major-ass city, right? This is not, you know, podunk Oklahoma. So I just said, look, you guys can piss and moan all you would like to do.
Hey.
And I'm sure it's more expensive now. And we told them the average cost in Seattle, and they were like, what? I was like, right. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason for it. It's just what we do here. But I'm like, yeah, no. If a gas station in Seattle offered $3.13 a gallon, that line would be nine blocks
drained within
long.
Within the hour.
Yeah, they could not believe it. And I go, oh, no, we live there. We know.
Yeah,
stop bitching.
Gentlemen, our society has progressed in many fantastic ways over the years, but there are still those minor annoyances that we haven't quite found the solutions to yet, those little things that we call first world problems, and it's time that we address them all.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Little annoyances we really shouldn't have to deal with anymore. Let's go with the one we're all thinking and are too afraid to say out loud. Relationships. They may be fine for some of you who are lucky enough to find one person who decided, you'll do. But is that what we're really destined for? They're out of Reese's peanut butter cups. Guess I'll go with a Clark bar. A Clark bar? No one says, ooh, a Clark bar. Yummy. I'll take 20. No, you're desperate. So you pull the trigger knowing disappointment is one bite away. That is your relationship.
I love a Clark bar.
How did I know you would like the Clark bar, Miles?
It's awesome.
What in the hell is a Clark bar? I've never heard of it.
It's the same as like basically the Heath bar that Steve gets, but it's a Pittsburgh thing.
I get the Twix.
the toffee kind of thing. It's kind of like a toffee crunch.
I mean, I'm not against Heath, but I spend my money on Score.
Oh
my God, the duck on Clark bar.
Clark bars are great. Just saying.
I knew as soon as I heard that, I was like, Miles is going to, for whatever reason, defend the duck on Clark bar.
Clark bar's awesome.
Because you're 100 years old.
I haven't seen them.
Real milk chocolate, real peanut butter crunch. But that also makes sense where you grew up. If it's a Pittsburgh thing, you probably grew up on them.
Oh, man, that was a highlight of my week.
Dear God, Miles.
The Clark bar?
Just get a Butterfinger, dude.
It pretty well close to that.
It's close
to them. The Clark bar tastes better. It does. It's like the potato chips in Pennsylvania. You can't beat them anywhere around the world. They make the best.
Sad life you lived.
Yeah. Well, the one not to do in West Virginia, man.
What day of the week did you get the Clark bar?
Oh, whenever I got my allowance, which was like $3 a week.
All right. My mom had a thing. When she'd get home from work on Fridays, we'd always go to the store and get a candy bar.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It also took me till I was probably 12 or 13 to realize that she got paid every Friday. So she always got a payday. So I... As a child, I assumed if you didn't have a job, you couldn't get a payday.
That is true.
So these are...
How old are you, son? Yeah, you got to get something
out. Yeah, it's not your payday, fella. Yeah.
So these are 10 little annoyances that we really shouldn't have to deal with. They start with spam and scam calls and emails.
Well, yeah.
Every freaking day.
No kidding, dude. And at least the phone's starting to recognize it, too.
Mine today was, hey, how's your weekend going? I really wanted to text back. It's freaking Wednesday, dude.
Right, come on.
But you don't want to respond to it.
Nope.
Hey, is this my friend?
That's what I was going to say. I'm so afraid to respond to any of them because you don't know if it's fishing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel bad. There's one old broad, and I looked it up. Minnesota. She keeps asking about some goddamn reunion.
Oh.
She's like, I talked to Angela, and it's like the reunion.
Don't answer it.
I know. It's like the reunion in 1980, and I'm just like, I'm not going to answer it. But, like, I really think it's just some old lady who's a couple numbers
off.
Come
on, Teddy.
206.
Yeah.
A better, some more annoyances. A better way to type on TV remotes.
Well, I mean, they're fine.
Dude.
Once it's up on the screen.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a pain in the butt.
That takes a while.
It does.
You know what? I will be honest. I'm thinking, like, it's not that bad. The truth is, I don't know.
Typing in your
when
email
I get to that,
sucks.
I call my son over or the what? Like, hey,
passwords.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, right on a computer, if you miss a password... It's not that big of a deal, but I'm with you. If I screw it up trying to log in, or for some reason I'm logged out on one of those, and it's like, oh, God damn it.
Cereal bags not having a zipper closure.
That is really a good point.
Yeah. I got a chip clip on mine now.
No, but it's just practical.
Hot dog buns not being sold in the same number as hot dogs.
That's been a problem for years. And
is that
no one
still
knows
true?
Yes. Yes.
How? Hot dogs come in a package of like 8, and then buns come in a package of 6.
Or 10.
Something like that.
Either way, it's 8.
I feel like they make
six
hot dogs, and depending on the brand of hot dog, there's 8 of them, and the pack
The rolls usually have eight. Take a look around your grocery store next time, Ted Smith.
Mm-hmm. Either way, if you got buns, you've won the game. I don't care if you have two extra or two less. I mean, as long as you got the buns.
Uploading your resume, then having to enter everything on the resume on the next screen. Again, these are 10 little annoyances we really shouldn't have to deal with anymore.
Please upload your resume. It's very important. Now, please tell us your name, your address, your phone number, your past work history, some references that you might have.
Music volumes in movies being much louder than the dialogue. And the commercials.
Well, the trailers are louder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The previews.
The way the one that throws me off is just some shows you watch. I always bring up Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like they're freaking whispering most of the time, so you crank it up.
We need to go down to the alley.
Yeah.
And take care of everything.
Right, but that's the issue. It's a gangster show. So there's loud stuff.
Right. But just boost the dialogue up
or
a little bit.
Or some channels where the commercial volume is way different than the actual show volume.
I want to say the Fed actually ruled against that, but everyone's ignored it anyway.
It's only been like the last 10 or 20 years, because they did it all the time back in the day.
TV commercials would be louder than what you're watching. And I want to say the Fed did rule on something where it's like, don't do that. And everyone said, okay. And then they're doing it anyway.
Right. Do you have a standard volume you stay at?
Yeah.
No.
Basically.
Depends on the channel. I think they're all different. Like, for me, my subscription services don't have the same volume level.
That's true.
My regular, YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm. 10 little annoyances we really shouldn't have to deal with anymore. The thin metal handles on cans of paint. Is there really no better way to carry paint than by garrote?
I got no problem with a little thin.
So what do they want? Bigger handles?
Something that doesn't cut into your fingers as you're carrying it around.
Oh.
Basically.
All right. I mean, I haven't carried a lot of paint lately, but I was like, I didn't think of that one being that big of an issue.
All wireless controller devices should have an easy way to locate them. If I can't find my TV remote, video game controller, etc., it should be able to go over onto the device, hit a button, and then the device starts beeping.
That's not a bad idea.
No.
Not a bad idea at all. Why can't they design a pasta bag that doesn't rip all the way down, spraying dried pasta all over the countertop? You just need to do better.
Because that's the fun.
Back to the Ziploc.
I would say also, they need to make a law for chip companies. Like, I'm not going to call anybody out, but certain brand I like, you're just supposed to, like, tear off the side.
Yeah.
Right.
Just, like, can we make them all just open up in the center like you open up chips?
Right.
Well, also, too,
that's what we're going to do.
Back to the cereal. You should have a Ziploc on the top.
Yes.
For the bigger family size, not an individual one necessarily.
I mean, that's not bad, but also I feel like the Ziploc thing on pre-made stuff never works.
On that token, when a food package says peel here, tear here, and it never effing works, and you need to get scissors or a knife to open
it does on sliced cheese. Sliced cheese, the zipper,
yes,
it works.
It does work.
It seals it back.
It's very, very good.
That's what interests you up a wall. I need to get to the salami.
Those stickers on products that leave sticker residue when pulling them off, so now you have sticky goo with paper bits on your cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that one.
Especially when it's a high-ticket item, like a gas grill.
Right.
One of those things.
Or a couch.
The extremely poor audio quality of fast food drive-thru speakers. How in 2024 can it even sound that bad?
Please pull around to the side window with 449.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And then this is the last little annoyance that we really shouldn't have to deal with anymore. Since we can see billions of light years away, we put those satellites into orbit. Let's make this clear. We sent out a rocket that just had it pass by a meteor and scrape by and then come back to Earth. Thousands of man hours went into calculations and planning for that. But the best way to check a prostate is still by sticking a finger up there.
The best way.
We haven't.
Back to the Butterfinger.
It's just our preference.
The Clark Bar. Yeah. A man in Florida let a fellow driver know that he had a nice car, and you won't believe how the man responded to the compliment,
Miles. How did he respond to that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.